It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The chief strategist for Hillary Clinton has left the campaign. Mark Penn quit after it came out that he met with representatives of the Colombian government to help promote a trade deal. It's a trade deal that Clinton opposes. The Clinton campaign will continue to use Mark Penn's polling firm. His own resignation, though, is the latest shakeup for a candidate who was once considered the inevitable nominee and is now facing long odds to win. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson joins us now. And Mara, what exactly happened with the government of Colombia?
Well, what happened was, and I should just say, Mark Penn has been kind of a walking, talking political conflict of interest for some time. He's the president and CEO of Burson Marsteller, the PR giant. And in that capacity, he met with the Colombian ambassador to help plot a strategy for how to pass the Colombian free trade deal. Hillary Clinton opposes that deal. Later, Mark Penn said the meeting was a, quote, error in judgment. The Colombian government was insulted at that, and they fired Burson Marsteller. And now Mark Penn has lost his other very biggest client. This isn't the first time that he's caused a controversy with his other private clients. Burson Marsteller represents Blackwater, the private security company, and Syntus, a famously anti-union employer. But, you know, it's interesting. Back in 2000, George W. Bush made Karl Rove drop all his other clients to come work for him.
What was Mark Penn's contribution to the Hillary Clinton campaign?
Well, his contribution was quite large. He basically was the architect of her strength and experience campaign. That's the theme of her campaign. He pushed that above all else. He crafted the 3 a.m. ad that helped her win in Texas and Ohio. And, you know, he's been accused of focusing on too many specific programs, not enough vision. He wrote a book called Micro Trends, where he famously said, "There is no one America." Quote, "There are just hundreds of separate Americas," and he was going to help you make a specific program for each one of them. And that, of course, is the opposite of Barack Obama, who famously says all the time that there is one America. He also, there was a lot of tension between Mark Penn and the other top strategists for Clinton. There were a lot of famous shouting matches with Harold Ickes that are basically, I can't repeat them because they're unsuitable for a family radio program.
And tell us how this shakeup with Mark Penn fits into other shakeups of the top ranks of Clinton's campaign staff.
Well, certainly this isn't the first time. Patty Solis Doyle, the campaign manager, was forced out in February. Maggie Williams was brought in. When a campaign isn't winning, there are always shakeups.
Now, how much does this hurt Senator Clinton? Campaign shakeups become news because the sense is there's a weakness in a campaign.
Well, certainly there's a weakness in her campaign. She was supposed to be the nominee. But look, there are a lot of other advisors there. Harold Ickes, Mandy Grunwald, Jeff Guerin has been brought in to work with Howard Wolfson, the communications director. Don't forget, there are only 10 contests left, less than 2 months to go in the Democratic primary campaign. I don't think it changes it in a big way. She still has a very narrow path to victory. In order to make her case to the superdelegates, she really has to tie or surpass Obama in the popular vote and come very close to him in delegates, probably with under 100 delegates separating them. And to do that, she has to run the table. She has to win Pennsylvania by double digits on April 22nd, and then she has to win Kentucky, win West Virginia, win Puerto Rico big, win Indiana, come very close to him in North Carolina to basically make the argument that whatever difference there's left in delegates, the superdelegates should make up for that. That's a very, very difficult path. I don't think Mark Penn's departure or his continued presence makes that much of a difference.
Mara, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson.